This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
It's our top story here at 5 o'clock. Colorado Springs Police still investigating an active Saturday night into Sunday morning. Springs Police responded to three separate calls for shots being fired between midnight and 3 a.m. The shootings happened on Elmore Road, Riverview Lane, and at the Copper Creek Apartments. In all, officers recovered more than 144 shell casings. There's no information at this time that indicates the incidents may have been related in any way. All three incidents still under ongoing investigations. A woman is now in custody after allegedly stabbing a man to death Saturday evening around 5:55. Officers called to the 500 block of East Cedar Street. That's near Palmer Park in Yampa. At the scene, officers found a man suffering from at least one stab wound. He was later taken to an area hospital and pronounced dead. 22-year-old Mariana Guerrera was arrested for first-degree murder. The investigation into this death is ongoing. One person is dead following a crash here in Colorado Springs. Police say a driver lost control of a vehicle in Airport near Murray just before 5:30 yesterday morning. The vehicle wound up hitting an electric pole before stopping after running into a parked car. The driver died before first responders could arrive on scene. The crash remains under investigation. However, police believe that speed may have been a factor. A suspect who barricaded himself inside a Colorado Springs home for several hours yesterday, now in custody. Officers called to a house on Ironclad Lane, that's near Lower Gold Camp Road and 21st Street, around 8 o'clock yesterday morning. The suspect reportedly ran into the home after police arrived. A shelter-in-place order was issued for the surrounding neighborhood. The order was lifted around 2 o'clock when the suspect surrendered. Police say the man is facing charges for violating a protection order along with criminal trespassing, although they are not being publicly identified. A soldier reported missing from Fort Carson has been found and is safe. Fort Carson officials requested help in finding Private First Class Aaron Frame late last week. Frame had not been seen since Tuesday. The Mountain Post, however, did not say where Frame was found. Colorado Springs Utilities has reopened two lanes of Kiowa more than a month after an underground fire in downtown Colorado Springs. The street had been closed between Nevada and Tejon since the September 11th fire. Crews had been repairing damaged electric systems, installing fiber optic cable, and putting in a new water main. The municipal utility hopes to have the street fully open in the next few weeks. A federal judge, meanwhile, blocking the state of Colorado from enforcing a law that bans health clinics from using a procedure meant to reverse medically induced abortions. A U.S. District Court judge announced the ruling on Saturday, saying that there are religious freedom issues surrounding the law that the state is yet to answer. The preliminary injunction applies to the Bella Health and Wellness, a Catholic health care clinic that sued the state over the new law. The state now has 30 days to appeal the ruling in the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. A Denver judge, meanwhile, is letting a lawsuit to block former President Donald Trump from appearing on Colorado's ballot move forward to trial. KRDO's Josh Helmuth has details on that.
The judge knocked down attempts to dismiss the case in a ruling on Friday. The lawsuit was filed in early September, seeks to keep Trump off the Colorado ballot based on a clause in the U.S. Constitution. The clause bars anyone who has engaged in insurrection activity from running for public office again. The trial is currently set for October 30th. Josh Helmuth, KRDO News Radio.
Arapahoe County Sheriff's deputies had to wrangle a loose cow in a Parker neighborhood. Happened on Sunday afternoon after the animal escaped its enclosure and wandered into a residential area. Locals were surprised to see the cow, especially one resident who spotted it earlier that day on their doorbell camera. Eventually, deputies were able to corral the cow into a small park and get it back into its trailer. In a social media post about the incident, the sheriff said that the stakes, of course, they spelled it with an A, were high, and they didn't want to have to butcher this low-speed chase. But the cow is still moving.
Very comfortable conditions as you do head out and about to start your day today. 79 will be the anticipated high in the Springs. 85 in Pueblo. Bluebird skies, plenty of sunshine. Another day with really zip in the form of any precipitation chances. We do watch a gradual cooling trend by the Tuesday through Thursday time frame. A lot of uncertainty this week. What I can tell you, colder air arrives by Friday as we get towards the weekend. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.